Hey there, sis, and welcome to Tech Girls Cast, the podcast that is designed to empower aspiring female technologists to make their mark in the tech industry without getting lost in the process. My name is Jacqueline Corley, and I've been in the tech world for over 10 years, so I know what works and doesn't work when it comes to making your tech transition as smooth as possible. Join me every Wednesday as I give you my best tips and advice to make your transition into the tech world the best that it could possibly be. I'm so thankful that you are here, and I cannot wait to go on this journey with you. Let's do this, sis. Welcome back to the podcast. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. My name is Jacqueline Corley. I'm your host, the Tech Girls Cast. And I'm so excited that you decided to check out this week's episode. I hope that you hit that follow and subscribe button and that you learned something today that really empowers you and really helps you move forward into making the mark in the industry that you truly desire. If you've been listening for a while, thank you so much for being an avid listener. I so appreciate you. And once again, be sure to share this if something really sparks your encouragement today, something really helps you be able to learn something and helps you also take a step toward making the mark in the industry that you desire. Today, I have a very interesting topic. But one reason I say that it's very interesting is because people really tend to not think about this a lot. And if they do think about it, it's not really talked about. And it's not really given as advice when people are learning to code or really learning to do anything. And today I'm actually going to talk about how to think like a coding master. And really the first thing I want to say is, you can master really anything in life. But one of the things that I tend to see is there's so many people that believe that coding is exempt of that. Once they hear the word coding, it's like, oh my goodness, it's so difficult. And oh my goodness, I could not even think about doing that. But what they don't even realize is even if they wanted to try it, they've now almost set themselves up for failure because immediately they are associating coding to something so hard and so difficult. And don't get me wrong, I've been coding for, you know, well over 15 years. And so I understand that there's going to be some times that's frustrating. There's going to be some times you may leave out something. There's going to be some times you're going to have to deal with a bug. There's going to be some times where you're going to have to deal with problems and challenges when you're trying to figure things out, especially when you're looking at the code base as a developer, or you're trying to figure out why this particular database report is not working when you coded this correctly in SQL, right? And so there's going to be times where it's going to be like that. But what I want you to know is even in those times, it doesn't mean that you're not a coding master. It just means that you have a challenge that you have got to get past. And while coding is something that not everyone can do or not everyone is doing, it doesn't mean that if you decide to try to learn it, that you can't do it, right? And when I say that not everyone can do it, I say that we do need other people in other areas of tech, which is what I mean. But if you desire to do it, I definitely believe that you can. So don't misinterpret that. Anybody can learn to code if they truly want to. But I know that there are other places in the tech industry that people are needed. And so coding is not a requirement in order to get into tech. Coding is not a requirement in order to make money. Coding is not a requirement in order to do certain things. But it is something that you can do if you decide that you want to do it. And so if you're new to me, you know, you maybe have come across me via my brand Tech Girls Code, where I help career changing women learn to code. And I help them with that transition into tech by teaching them how to code. And so if that's something that's interesting to you, definitely go and message me on Instagram at Tech Girls Code. And just message me over the word code and we can talk more about how Tech Girls Code may be able to help you. But one of the things that I really want people to understand is not just that they are a coding master, but that if they are struggling to believe that they are a coding master, that there's a way that you can change that. And so one of the things that I've noticed in this industry as I've been teaching people how to code is that the biggest thing that stopped them is their mindset. The biggest thing that stops them is their mindset. Because again, we've already talked about what people associate coding to be. And so what I want to do in this episode is I want to help you really understand how to transform your mindset. Because if you don't know how to do that, then you may as well can just assume that the success that you're trying to go after is not going to happen. And so I want to give you two ideas today to help you think like a coding master. And the first one is you need to understand that you are already a programmer. The reason why this is important is because many people believe that coding and programming starts with a computer. And one of the first things that people think of when they hear the words coding or programming or even scripting is you must get in front of the computer and you must start typing some things that don't make sense. And one thing that I really want to stress any newbie learning to code is that you are already a programmer. Our minds are already programs that already have things on a regular basis that are permanently, almost permanently, programmed into our brains. And I'll give you guys an example. You probably take the same route to work or to school from home every single day. That's literally programmed. And I say programmed permanently until you decide to change it. And whenever you go to the computer and you code and you program something, it's the same way. When you assign something to a variable, it will always be that value until you decide to change it. And it remains that way permanently for the remainder of the program until you decide to change it. But before we even get into the details of that, I want us just to think about that route that we take every single day that's the same, right? You have the same directions that you go every day. You have the same stoplights that you stop at every day. And you have the same, some of you may even have the same parking spot that you park in, but it all has an ideal of being a programmer without the computer. Everything that you do is already programmed in your mind. And so if you think about it, all you would have to do to simply program that on the computer is simply use technical skills in coding to actually program your route from home to work or from home to school, or even from work or school back home. You may take the same way or you may take a different way. But really, a program is just a series of instructions that are carried out in order for a result to be completed. And in technical terms, that result may be a software program or an operating system or something along those lines. But in thinking about my example, we must consider the fact that someone actually has created an app that does this. If you have not used Google Maps or even the Maps app on your iPhone or even something like Waze, that is an indication of what was programmed in the physical with technological tools, with coding from what was already programmed in the mind. And so every idea, especially in coding, starts in the mind. And so that's why I always say, you are a programmer. And one other example I want to give you is if you're cooking. I know there's a lot of women on here, so I know that you could probably resonate with cooking, especially if you're doing most of the cooking for the family. Some of you may even have a recipe book that you use or a recipe book that you follow for certain dishes that you make Even if you decide that you're going to make it just for a one-time event, like a holiday, or if it's something that you make often, like weekly or every couple of weeks. But there is a series of instructions on how to create that recipe in order for it to be cooked properly and served. And so even that can be programmed as well. So I wanted to give you guys some simple examples just so you can understand that you're already a programmer. Even with my two examples, you already have a programmed way that you go from home to work and back. You already have a programmed recipe that you create, even if it's, you know, every holiday or every other week or whatever that may be. And another example even is you've already got a morning routine that's programmed that you do every morning, whether you realize it or not. If you're that type of person that, you know, just rushes out of bed and starts to, you know, quickly gather up everything and maybe force down your breakfast, that is a programmatic routine. If you're somebody who strategically has planned out your morning, you have a morning routine, you work out, you eat a healthy breakfast, you actually make time for your showers and things like that after your workouts. Those type of morning routines, whether they're strategically planned or not, those are a programmed way of behaving. And so anything that you do on a regular basis can be programmed. Now, I know that we live in a day and age where we cannot imagine life without our phones, right? It's made everything so much easier. As a matter of fact, I upload a lot of my podcast episodes via my iPhone. And that's something I definitely appreciate, because if I can get an episode out to you all whenever I am traveling or on the go instead of being at my computer, like I'm sitting at my computer right now, it's such a convenient way to still be able to meet my content deadlines and provide the value that I ensure that I'm going to provide to you. And it's the same way when you decide that you are going to learn a coding language and develop an app or develop a website or develop a software that someone can use in the future to better improve their lives. And that is the whole point of tech itself. That is the reason why we have technological devices today. The reason why we have laptops and desktops and iPhones and tablets and all of those things. And while, yes, they tend to come with distractions, I think any good thing can sometimes be a distraction if not used properly. We must not lose sight of the fact that somebody had an idea in their mind before they actually brought it to fruition in life. And so that is the first point that I want you to understand, is that you're already a programmer. And if you're somebody that's listening to this and you have an app idea, or you have a software idea, or you have a website idea that you really want to get out of you, and that's the reason why you're learning to code, keep that in mind. Somebody in the future is going to need your ability to be able to think that way and be able to create that project that's going to help them in the future. I don't think any of us can imagine our lives without some sort of maps app. What if we all had to continue using MapQuest? And MapQuest was one of the first technological advances for being able to get from point A to point B using some sort of technology. And so we have to remember that as we continue to create things and as we continue to make things better, we are helping people's lives become better. And that's what being a coding master really is all about. It's not even so much about mastering the syntax so you can know how to do it. It's mastering the syntax so that your ability now can create something that's going to impact and empower someone in the future. If you've not yet listened to episode 39, where I talked about the real reason why women who code are 100% dope, that is literally what I talk about. And I highly recommend that you go back and listen to that episode after listening to this one if you've not yet already. So that is point number one, is that you are already a programmer. And then point number two, when it comes to learning to code, that I want you guys to remember, especially when it comes to becoming a coding master, is this. Everyone starts at zero. Now, you probably thought I was going to say something really profound in relation to a programming language or anything like that. And to be honest, I actually was going to do that originally. But the one thing that I feel that a lot of people forget who are new to coding is that everybody starts at zero. Even that software developer that you admire who's been doing this for 25 to 30 years once started at zero. I started coding back in 2006, and in that time, I started at zero. Yes, I had a little knowledge of computers. Yes, I had taken a typing course when I was in seventh grade, but I did not actually have any hands-on experience with coding in particular until I was a sophomore in high school. And at that point, I was starting at zero. I was starting from the very beginning. And so one thing that coding masters understand is that when you're first learning to do this, it's not going to be all of the knowledge given to you right at once. You are going to have to start at the beginning, just like everybody else. Everyone starts with Hello World, just about everybody. Okay, so really get that under your belt. And the other half of that too is coding masters understand that they will never arrive. You know, just like we have to remember that we all start at zero, we also have to remember that we will never arrive. We will always have to learn something. I actually commented on a post earlier today on Instagram that was talking about various ways that you can use JavaScript. And there was three different kinds of JavaScript that were mentioned in this post. And someone commented and said, you know, isn't it a problem that it's difficult to find developers who can actually utilize these different types of JavaScripts, because there's so many languages being created, it's almost like, you know, it's hard to find these people. And my response was simply this. When you think about languages, especially, you know, as technology evolves, one thing that you have to understand is that we have to help people understand what kind of developer that they want to be. Because when you understand what kind of developer you actually want to be, then you know what languages that you need to learn, and then you're able to apply those languages and actually have the ability to be able to either have a job in those languages or do some sort of freelance work in those languages. Now, some people don't even realize that some of these languages exist either. So there's an awareness case that also has to be involved. But my reason for mentioning that is this. Even in those cases, you have to start from zero. We're always going to be evolving. And we're always going to have some new technology that comes out that might even require a brand new language that's going to happen. But even with that, with the thought of we're never going to arrive, as we learn new languages, we will be starting from zero in those cases as well. I'll give you guys a really quick example before I end today's episode. I actually started thinking about this when it came to a lot of these JavaScript frameworks like React and Angular and Vue, which are the three most popular ones. And one thing that came to my mind, even though I had been coding for years, is, you know, when I first started learning React, I had to remind myself that, you know, I was literally starting at zero with this particular library,
because as you know, React is not a framework, it is a library. And I had to remind myself, I said, okay, yes, I've been coding for years, but I didn't know at the time this language. And so even though you've been coding for years, even if you admire someone who's been a developer for decades, it seems, they still have languages that they have to learn where they start from zero in that particular language. Now, they may not start from zero as far as programming concepts go, but they will start at zero for how to actually implement that particular type of library or framework or programming language. Because as I said, technology is always going to evolve, and you never know. We've got, you know, Windows, we've got Apple, we've got Linux, we've got, you know, we've got the Google Chromebooks, we've got all kinds of different operating systems out there. And one day, you know, there might even be a new operating system. And so new operating systems require new languages and new ways of operating. So there's always going to be something to learn. It's never going to stop. And I'm actually going to drop in the show notes a list of some programming languages that, that, you know, a lot of them probably you don't even know. And looking at this exhaustive list, a lot of them I didn't even know, but a lot of them are not even being used anymore, even though they do still exist. And so my point in sharing that is that there are so many languages out there that a lot of us don't even know about, don't even use anymore, and probably don't even think to try to use anymore. And so just like there's always going to be technology that evolves and new languages to learn, there's also going to be languages that are going to be dying off too. And so it's important that you understand that along with the fact that you start at zero and learning new things, you're always going to be evolving and growing. So that's what a coding master looks like. That is what a coding master thinks like. And that is what a coding master understands, because being a master at something doesn't necessarily mean that you have it all perfect or you have it all together or you found all the answers. You've just gotten so good at your place in the industry of coding that you are able to provide the value that you know that you originally had dreamed of providing. And I believe that each of you has a very special place in this industry. I believe that 100%, and you guys know what I always say, remember, women who code are 100% dope. You guys have an amazing rest of your day. But before I go, I want to share with you guys a couple of resources that I think would be amazing to your journey. And one of them is my brand new ebook that actually is ready now. It is called The Coding Mastery Formula. And in that, I talk about how career-changing women can learn to code without a college degree or a bootcamp certification. And so if you want that ebook, then definitely send an email to podcast@techgirlscode.com. or send a direct message over to me on Instagram @techgirlscode with the word ebook. And I'll be more than happy to send you that ebook. Also, I've got another resource that I'm currently creating right now. And this resource is more so for my people who are like, okay, great. I understand that I can learn how to code without having a college degree or a bootcamp certification, but how do I actually get started? How do I even write good code? I mean, I don't even really understand what that means. And so I actually have a step-by-step guide that's coming out this week. And it is all about how career-changing women can write good code, even if they're just starting out. Even if you are a complete beginner who's starting at zero, you can follow these tips on how to write good code paired with the ideals that I give you in the ebook that just came out, I believe you'll definitely be set on a good foundation to start your journey on becoming a coding master. So if you want either one of those resources, just email me at podcast@techgirlscode.com or message me on Instagram at techgirlscode with the word ebook for the free ebook or the words free guide for my step-by-step coding guide on how to write good code, even if you're just starting out. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks again for listening to this week's episode of the podcast, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Tech Girls Cast. If you'd like to leave me your personal story about how this podcast is impacting your life, please feel free to email me at podcast@techgirlscode.com or leave me a podcast review. I love hearing your stories, and I can't wait to share them with those who may need to hear them as well. I look forward to all the future episodes and what I will be sharing with you. But until next week, sis, I'll talk to you then.